So now the Mechaber continues and says, Kol HaKorim, Mevarachim Lefaneh U'la'achareh. So everybody who reads from the Torah makes a bracha both before and after. Foseach HaSefer, you open up the Sefer Torah, Kodem Shivarach, before you make the bracha, V'roah HaPosuk, and then you look and see the exact spot to where you're going to be reading from, Shizarach L'haschebo, V'achach Yivarach, and then you make the bracha. V'achach Shekorah, the ones you've concluded, then golel uvarech. You roll up the Sefer Torah and you make the bracha achrona. Hagoa v'shash mivarech bracha rishon. And at the time when you make the first bracha, yahafoch ponav al hatzad. Turn your face to the side. Shlo yehei nirish. There shouldn't appear to somebody who's watching kimivarech min haTorah as if the brachos that you're reading, that you're reciting, are written from the Torah itself. So we'll see. You close your eyes. You turn to the side. It's different options. Venirli the hafoch panav letzad small. It would seem you would turn to the left side. Your left side, since you're facing Hashem, is Hashem's right side, kiviyachol. So that's what he brings is to what side to face, but not to be looking straight in. Okay. Morning.
If that were the case, why do all the shuls put the brachos?
Well, if you're looking at the brachos on the side, that means you're clearly not looking into the Sefer Torah. We'll see, I think the Rishon LeZion Auerbach talks about that.
Wouldn't it make more sense for them to be on the left side of the table?
We'll see. Meaning, unless you're going to close your eyes, then we'll. The Mishnah is going to talk about the different postures, and even we'll see a limud zechus for those who close the Sefer Torah. But okay, so Yudad, here we go. Kol HaKorah, everybody gets called up. They make an aliyah before and after. After Medina, but by the strict letter of the law, lo ha'yitzarech levarach ki'im harishon bracha rishon v'achron bracha achrona. Really, in the times of the Gemara, they would only make one bracha beforehand. The first Ola would make the bracha Rishona, would not make a bracha Achrona. Everybody else who got Aliyahs would not make a bracha at all. And then the final person to get an Aliyah would just make a bracha Achrona. So it was like one bracha, like kind of bookending the entire Kriya Satorah. For Emtzaim, the middle people, Yotzei Mibirchosin, they would Yotzei, they would fulfill their obligation with the bracha that the first and last person made. The Afa Pichain, Takin Rabban, Mishum, Hanichnosin, Vayotzei, Beemtzuk, Kriya. So then when they made a takana for the people who go in and out, we saw this previously about where to stop, not within three psukim of a parshia. So here to another takana that was made. Shlo yishmu bracha papaseach v'achosim v'yomru shekorim b'torah b'li bracha. So they would think, oh, they're doing the wrong thing. They're leaving, but we're concerned what they're going to say. So then we make brachas. Each person makes their own bracha. Shekol ech v'echa meha olin yivarech b'techila v'sof k'mo shenog yom. That's our minhag, that everybody makes a bracha before the reading and after the reading, but not like Meikra Hadin, the way the Gemara had. Tez Vav. Mevarchin lifaneh l'achareha. You make a bracha before and after. The bracha afterwards is asher nason. L'chuli alma and holds durabonan. Ulefaneha, and the bracha you make before, and shehi birchas asher bachar, yesh deus bein aposkim imhu devar Torah o durabonan. So that's a machlokus, whether birchas Torah is derais or not. V'hani mili, this is all applies kishlo berach adayin birchas Torah. This is the first bracha you're making. Birchas Torah you're making. You didn't get up early in the morning and say birchas Torah already. Aval im berach kvar birchas Torah. But if a person has already said, which we assume people usually have before they get their aliyah, lechuli al mehit the rabban. In that case, the bracha you're making on the Torah now is only the rabban according to everybody because you already yotzei. Shenis kana mishum kvoid hatzibur kmo shekosov besif. Ches. Okay, it's going to be explained. Ve'im toa bebirkas haTorah ufasach asher nosan lanu. Really, let's say you flipped it and you said the bracha, the afterwards is the first one, right? Who's nosan lanu Torah's emes v'chayim not b'sachenu? You said that b'makom asher bachar banim mikol ha'amim. So you said the wrong one. Im nizkar kodem sh'amar Hashem me'achasim. If you remember before you said Hashem's name, dahayin nosin haTorah, right? Baruch atah Hashem nosin haTorah. Yaschem me'asher bachar banim. Then you go back. The im kvar omer baruch atah Hashem af shadayin omer nosin lo omer nosin Torah. You didn't finish that. Yisayim osi baruch. And you conclude it. Ulaachar kri yomer asher bachar banu. And then afterwards you say bachar banu. So you would flip it in that case. Od kosov Shami writes more. Im omer bracha rishona kiroi. You said the first bracha correctly. Okay. Ulabracha hashniya tov v'hizchil asher bachar banu. And then you started saying it again as the second bracha as well. Im nizkar term omer bracha term nosin haTorah, yasu me'asher nosin lanu. Then you can fix it. Avle im nizkar la'achish omer bracha ta Hashem nosin haTorah, yaskil od pa mitzchilo bracha. Then you have to go back now and say the whole bracha, the correct second bracha from the beginning. Im nizkar acher bracha ta Hashem kodem nosin haTorah, yom yad elokeinu melech haolam asher nosin lanu. Okay. Now, we said that you show...
Can you start from the bracha at the end?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, you say bracha to Hashem, but before you finish, then use that as the start?
Yeah, correct, right. Then you, right, yes. Yeah, right. And you go from there. Correct. Okay, then we said that you show the Ola sees the exact location as to where they're going to be reading from. Roha HaPosuk. Kidei She'eda Amahu Mevarech. You have to know... You know what you're making? Like, LaMashal, if you're going to making Bray Pre 8, you have to have the apple in front of you. You have to have the object in front of you. The Acher Ka Mevorich wrote to Lomer. She'ein Tzorech Liglo HaSefer Torah B'Shas Birchoso. You should not cover the Sefer Torah. We'll see, this is a Tircha de Tzibura, because in those few seconds that it takes, they showed you the location, the person makes the bracha and is going to cover it up. So then when they open it up again to start reading, it's going to take a little time, small amount, but that's still called a tircha tzibura, to find the location again. Don't be afraid that people are going to say, the fact that you're making a bracha while the sefer Torah is open, don't be concerned that people will think, brachos kesuvos b'torah v'hu mevarech min ha-sefer, that you're reading from the sefer Torah because you're making a bracha while it's open. That kol yod, everyone knows. She'im birchas ha-kesuv sefer Torah, not written there. V'davka bracha rishona lo chashashu lezeh. This is more only concerned by the bracha rishona. Mishum tircha detziburaj, she'yitz tarchu lahamtin ad shiachzor aviftach. So if you think about it, you make a cheshvin, how long does that really take? Again, think about it for a second. 6 seconds, they showed you where it is. You close the sefer Torah, you make the bracha, now you open them, they got to find it again. 6 seconds tops. So even 6 seconds is considered to be a tircha detzibura. Aval bebracha achrona leketam zeh. There's no problem with the bracha achrona because if you think about it, you can close the sefer Torah because you're not reading from it anymore. So then you can close it when you make the bracha afterwards. V'gam belav ha'chi tzarech liglo ha'sefer Torah bein gavra l'gavra, because we close it anyway between one ali and the next. B'vadei adav yosef shiligo kodem ha'bracha. So in this case, before you make the bracha achrona, it's better. It's preferable to close it. That's what it means. And the mechaber ends off and says that you close the sefer and then you then you make the bracha. Okay, now turning your face. Yehafoch ponov. You turn your sevir le de cave into bezel le ketir chaditzibura, because we don't want people to think that the brachos are. So imagine as follows: you're standing, here's the sefer Torah in front of you, and you turn your head like this. So everyone sees you're not facing that way. Now that didn't take any time. It didn't take 6 seconds. It didn't take 2 seconds. It took nothing. You just turned your head to say. So now clearly we're showing everybody the brachos are not written in the sefer. And also, if the brachos are written right here and you turn and you look and you're reading from there, people see that you're reading from there. So tov lechosh v'gam bebracha rishon lechashar shlo yom rebirchas kesuvas b'torah. Chomo shekasavnim, sorry, ke'inzeh b'sif katin yud zayin. Okay. Smaller, why do you turn to face the left? Hu yamin hakodesh baruch hu ha'omid negdo. So Hashem is kevyachol standing in front of you, right? Kina basim and kufchav gimel. That's when you took our steps back. If you look, the Dirshu points out that's when you take your steps back. You say osa shalom, right? In 18. Right, it's kosher shulchan aruch sham shachsher osa shalom b'meromav yahafach ponav techila letzad small. So you take your steps back, you turn to the left because your left is Hashem's right. So too over here, same thing. That's what Mishnah Berurah saying. When you're making the bracha, you turn to your left, Hashem's right. Mi, however, yeshach lonim shekosu dahafichas ponav einu nachon. Some say that's not right because what? I mean, it looks like you're turning away from the Sefer Torah. Demare atzmo, you make yourselves appear keilu einu mevarich alma sheikra rak al midi achrina. You're moving your head away. You make your bracha on something else. Because you've turned your face away from what's right in front of you. The Yosef Tov, so according to this, would be more preferable. Lahatim Einov, just close your eyes. Then people will just close their eyes when they make the bracha, and then I don't know how that helps the people behind you, can't see.
But it's not for you, right? It's for the
people looking at you, right? But so anyone who's looking at you and sees you, So anybody in the other three directions who sees you closing your eyes, okay, but if you're what's it called? If you're behind you, what's up? Right. Yeah. I'm a beer halacha v'yeshnogin lishchos lishtachavos be'ez amiras habracha mishum kvod haTorah. They bow because of Eli Rabba the alkoponim lo yishche gam besoif habracha to az yanira ki ilu mosif al hashchios shetiknu hachamim. You're adding times they bow down to also chamosha kosav le'el besimin kuf yud gimel. We don't bow any additional points in them. They do bring in the deer shoe that you could be melamed zechus on those people who do close the sefer Torah for the. There are some poskim who hold like that. So like again, it would seem for the Mishnah Berurah not that way, but I guess people do that. So then they have what to rely upon. Then okay, have a great day, everybody.